This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 29th. God's word for you today is faithful. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 11. And it says, "If you're faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you're dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And if you're untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven?" So far, Caleb has taught us that a promise delayed is not a promise denied. Caleb had to wait. The fact that you have to wait for certain things does not mean that God has denied you of those things. Secondly, as you approach the giant and stand before the mountains, your attitude truly determines your altitude, how far and how high you go. Listen, you are not the only one facing economic pressures. You are not the only one that has to grapple with parental challenges. You are not the only one trusting God for children or trusting God concerning a particular child. You are not the only one, but what you do and your attitude goes a long way to determining how far you go. Caleb taught us that we are to make bold claims. We are to be audacious in the claims we make concerning our destinies. And if God has answered the claims and God has delivered the mountains, start making new claims. In demanding for and taking the mountains that God has for us, our fourth lesson from Caleb is, you cannot become a general without first serving as a scout. Everybody wants to be a general. Everybody wants to be commanding armies or a troop. Everybody wants to be in that place where they are taking their mountains. But the truth is, you cannot become a general without first serving as a scout. Scouts are the errand boys, if you will, of the army. Joshua chapter 14 verse 12 says, "You will remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns." Caleb was reminding Joshua about the time they served together as scouts. But it is time for promotion. It is time to take the land. So give me this mountain. It is fantastic to have a dream or an impression in your heart of where God wants to take you. However, most people just want to arrive at the mountaintop. God is saying, "Yes, the mountain is yours. It is my plan for you, and it will be delivered. But you need to first serve as a scout." Some of us have actually served as scouts. God is saying to you, it is time for you to be promoted to a general. You have paid your dues, as it were. But when you are serving as a scout, you do not serve with the mind that it will soon be your turn to be the general. Anyone who does that will not serve well. Elisha's resume was that he poured water on Elijah's hands. It is interesting how God works. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 12, please read, Jesus is telling us this same thing and drilling it into his disciples. Most times, we place a demand on heaven for the large things, and that is okay. But God will first inspect how you have done in the little things. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to be faithful as a scout. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.